Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So today we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 13, entitled The Behavior of a Perfect Person, Text 29. Jalam tadu bhavaischanam hitvago jalakam yaya mriga trishnam upadhave Tatanya tarta dhriksvataha Jalam tarud bhavaischanam Hitvago jala kamyaya Mirga trishnam upadhave Tatanya tarta dhriksvataha Jalang tadud bhavais chanang Hitvago jalakam yaya Mriga trishnam upadhave Tatanya trarta driksvataha Vaishnavis. It but go jala kam yaya. Jalam, water. Tat udbhavahai. By grass grown from that water. Janam, covered, hitva, giving up, agya, a foolish animal, jala kamyaya, desiring to drink water, mriga trishnam, a mirage, upadhavet, runs after, Tata, similarly, anyatra, somewhere else, artadrik, self-interested, svataha, in himself. Translation, just as a deer, because of ignorance, cannot see the water within a well covered by grass, but runs after water elsewhere, the living entity covered by the material body does not see the happiness within himself, but runs after happiness in the material world. Purport by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. This is an accurate example depicting how the living entity, because of lack of knowledge, runs after happiness outside his own self. When one understands his real identity as a spiritual being, he can understand the supreme spiritual being, Krishna, and the real happiness exchanged between Krishna and oneself. It is very interesting to note how this verse points to the body's growth from the spirit soul. The modern materialistic scientist thinks that life grows from matter, but actually the fact is that matter grows from life. The life, or the spiritual soul, is compared herein to water, from which clumps of matter grow in the form of grass. One who is ignorant of scientific knowledge of the spirit soul does not look inside the body to find happiness in the soul. Instead, he goes outside to search for happiness, just as a deer without knowledge of the water beneath the grass goes out to the desert to find water. The Krishna consciousness movement is trying to remove the ignorance of misled human beings who are trying to find water outside the jurisdiction of life. Rasovai saha, rasoham apsukyaunteya. The taste of water is Krishna. To quench one's thirst, one must taste water by association with Krishna. This is the Vedic injunction. Om Ajnana Timarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuranmiditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasari Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Thank you very much for allowing me to serve you this morning. I beg the blessings and the mercy of the senior Vaishnavas to allow me the opportunity to speak something on Srila Prabhupada's purports. So Srila Prabhupada is talking in the purport about how one runs after happiness outside his own self. And this is the instruction that the Avadhut Brahmin is giving to Prahlad Maharaj, that just as a deer, because of ignorance, cannot see the water within a well covered by grass, he runs elsewhere to find happiness, just like one in ignorance runs after happiness in the material world. So we can see that ignorance is the real problem in this life, that nobody has real education in this world. Srila Prabhupada would often point out, where is that university that is teaching about the spirit soul? And so in this material world, living entities, due to previous conditioning, life after life, creating so much karma for themselves, entangling themselves more and more in this illusory existence, they forget who they really are, the spirit soul. And so they start searching for happiness outside of their own selves. And we can see in this material world that the whole culture of the material world is set up in such a way that they're forcing this idea that we're the material body, that the goal of life is to work hard so that you can enjoy so many sense objects. And to do this, we're creating so many designations. man, woman, American, Mexican, Chinese. I'm working here, you're working there. And the scientists, those who have scientific knowledge, are not helping the situation. They're also promoting this idea that you're the body and you should have these designations. Maya Paritigyana, their knowledge has been stolen by the illusory potency. And so in this world, we're creating so many designations to try and become happy rather than look within ourselves, try to understand who we are. And through these designations, we're trying to enjoy perverted rasa. Jhutakarma Prabhu was talking about rasa in yesterday's class a little bit. Then here in the purport, Srila Prabhupada talks about rasa vaisa, that the living entity and Krishna are full of rasa, are full of transcendental mellows, exchanges. And they're the enjoyers of that. Ananda Myaubhyasyat. The living entity and Krishna are eternally pleasure-seeking. But due to misidentification, we are seeking happiness and pleasure outside rather than inside. And so these designations are set up in such a way that we're trying to enjoy perverted rasa. We know the five main rasas are that of servitude, that of fraternal, parental, conjugal, and then friendly. So in this way, we're setting up these different designations and trying to enjoy perverted rasa. But the problem is that in this perverted rasa, it's not eternal. One who has a child for existence, myself, looking at my own particular circumstance, trying to be a devotee, hopefully by all of your mercy someday I can achieve that goal of being a devotee. I have to relate in such a way with my daughter in a parental exchange. And at the same time, I have to do this detachment, attachment, back and forth. Because I want her to grow up and have a nice, you know, nice Krishna conscious outlook on life. I have to give her so much affection, attention, help her so much. But at the same time, I must understand that she's not here for my own enjoyment. She's a devotee of Krishna, and I must serve her in such a way that her Krishna consciousness will grow and she'll be able to have a healthy life in Krishna consciousness and then help others attain Krishna consciousness. So in this way, in the material world, people are setting up these different perverted rasas. And they're becoming frustrated. We see that those who engage in the perverted conjugal rasa in this material world, there's so many problems that can arise, especially in this age of Kali, where nobody is trained up in Vedic civilization to have a healthy marriage, a healthy life together. There's no duty. They come together out of sense gratification. Sometimes there's big fights and so many things that can happen that leave them so much frustrated. Same things with parents, that your child doesn't grow up in such a way that you want them to grow up. You're frustrated that they're not listening to you, and so there's frustration. Even though you set up that exchange so that you could have sense gratification. Same things with friends. In this material world, it's very hard to have deep friendships without sense gratification. Most friendships are just based on, hey, let's go out and party and enjoy our senses. And then if you want to try and go deeper, it's like, you figure that out with somebody else. And on top of that, there in the age of Kali, the age of quarrel, there's so many fights that can arise between friends out of nothing. And so the spirit soul, who is an eternal servant of Krishna, rather than trying to enjoy these transcendental exchanges, mellows with Krishna, due to the illusory potency, they're forgetting who they are and trying to search outside for happiness. But Srila Prabhupada says here that the Krishna consciousness movement is trying to remove the ignorance of misled human beings who are trying to find water outside the jurisdiction of life. Raso vaisa. So vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehinam rasavarjam rasopyasya param drishtva nivartate. That the living entity, knowing its spirit soul, just can't stop engaging the senses and sense gratification. It needs a higher taste. Because one can try to restrict sense enjoyment, but the mind will still be meditating on the objects of senses. So one has to rasa varjam, give up this lower taste, and param jishtva nivartite, get a higher taste. And this is what this Krishna consciousness movement, given to us by Śrīla Prabhupāda, the previous acharyas, are trying to do. They're trying to give us a higher taste so that we can reawaken our Krishna consciousness, find out who we really are. When we find out who we really are, then we know who Krishna is. Vice versa, when we know who Krishna is, we know who we are, and we can engage in higher taste. And we have to associate with those who have a higher taste. We need to serve those who have a higher taste. And then we will get that higher taste. Susu sro sridhanasya vasudeva kataruchi. Get a taste for chanting and serving Krishna. And we can see what real taste is like when we read the scriptures. I was reading about Srinivasacharya when he went to Jagannath Puri. And he was meeting the different associates of Lord Chaitanya. Now every day we come to Srimad Bhagavatam class and we listen to devotees give Bhagavatam class, hear the realizations. And it's interesting how Srinivasacharya, how deeply immersed he was into Srimad Bhagavatam. He went to Gadadhar Pandit, who would daily read to Lord Chaitanya from Srimad Bhagavatam. And Gadadhar Pandit showed Srinivasacharya the Srimad Bhagavatam that Lord Chaitanya and Gadadhar Pandit would read from every day. And tears had washed away some of the letters, so some of it was ineligible. And Srinivasacharya, he started reading the Srimad Bhagavatam, and just by reading it, having such a higher taste, he immediately started going into such ecstasy that it frightened Gadadhar Pandit, and Gadadhar Pandit had to pacify him. So we can read it in the scriptures and that Srila Prabhupada has given us that devotees can achieve such a higher taste that they can actually experience ecstasy. Because so many people in this life, rather than searching in their own heart for happiness, they're searching outside. But then they come to spiritual life and they think, oh, we just want to be peaceful, meditate and sit and chant. Like Svavas Prabhu was talking about, reading this morning about going and just living solitarily and engaging in spiritual life and living a peaceful life. But actually, Krishna consciousness movement is really about ecstasy, not even being peaceful, but trying to achieve such a platform that we can one day taste ecstasy, not in a false or in a imitation way, but through the process that Srila Prabhupada has given us, and this may take many, many years and maybe even lifetimes for some of us, but that is our goal, is to achieve ecstatic Krishna prema, what we say every morning after saying the event, the 10 offenses. The goal is Krishna prema. And so we can see in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's divine instructions to us that he has given what ecstasy is really like, what having that higher taste is really about. And we've read about Lord Chaitanya disappearing in the sea. And one night, Lord Chaitanya, with all of his associates, they were wandering around Jagannath Puri. It was a full autumn moon. And they were wandering around Jagannath Puri, enjoying the verses of the Ras Lila and singing songs. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was actually seeing Krishna in the gardens. That was his absorption was so intense that he could actually see Krishna. And sometimes he would sing and he would roll on the floor. He would cry. He would be happy. He would be sad. And actually, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it actually says that I can't even go into so much detail of the prema vikar, the transformations of prema, love of God, in Lord Chaitanya fully, because the length of this book would be so great. And he says that not even Ananta Shesh, can even properly describe one day of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. Even Ganesh, who's the scribe of the demigods, if he would sit and write for millions of millenniums, he cannot describe even one day of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. So what to speak of his prema vikar? Even Krishna himself cannot properly understand the ecstasies and the transformations of prema in his devotees, and that's why he comes as Lord Chaitanya, to experience the ecstasy of his devotees, and also to show us as an example of how devotees should be absorbed in Krishna consciousness. And us trying to understand the transformations of prema is like a dwarf trying to catch a hold of the moon. But we can try and get just a drop of it. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, by describing and reading the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one can purify themselves with a drop of Krishna prema, with a drop of Krishna consciousness. And so Lord Chaitanya, he was enjoying the verses and songs of the Rasleela, and Srirupa Damodar Goswami, who could fully understand the mind of Lord Chaitanya, sometimes he would explain from the Srimad Bhagavatam, sometimes Lord Chaitanya would explain. And so they were walking, and Lord Chaitanya saw the ocean, and his absorption in Krishna consciousness was so great that he mistook the ocean to be the Yamuna River. And so he immediately ran towards the Yamuna River, the ocean. And he was so much in ecstasy that he dove into the ocean. And he completely submerged himself in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And the ocean took him like a piece of dry wood floating. Sometimes he would be submerged. Sometimes he would be floating on top. The waves would just wash him around. And he was floating towards the Kanarka temple, which was 19 miles away from Jagannath Puri. And all night he stayed there. And the devotees, they turned around. They saw that Lord Chaitanya was gone. So they immediately started looking, oh, is he at Chatak Parvat? Is he here? Is he there? And they were wandering all over Jagannath Puri, and their life seemed like it was gone because of not having Lord Chaitanya by them. And so Srirupa Damodar Goswami and the others, they went eastward toward Kanarka temple. And there they saw this fisherman with his net over his shoulder. He was crying, he was laughing and jumping, and he was chanting, Hari, Hari. In the puppet show done by Burijan Prabhu, my daughter watches these. It's very funny because they have the fishermen going, Hari, 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 Hari. My daughter likes repeating that. And so the fisherman, he's coming in such ecstasy, and so they know he must have seen Lord Chaitanya. So they go up to the fisherman, and they ask him, what have you seen? Have you seen somebody? He said, no, I did not see anybody. But when I was fishing in my net, I caught a corpse. I caught this dead body. And this dead body, he was a ghost, entered me when I touched this body. Now I'm a fisherman, and at night, I chant this Nisringa mantra. But each time I would chant this Nisringa mantra to ward off this ghost, it would affect me more, and the ghost would go deeper into my heart. And I would become so bewildered, and I was so fearful of him. His joints were dislocated by 3 cubits. He was white as a ghost, and his eyes were open. And he was going, gone, gone. And the devotees, they tried to say that this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the fisherman said, no, no, I've seen Lord Chaitanya. I've seen him at the temple. I've seen him many times. This is not Lord Chaitanya. And so Srirupa Damodar Goswami had to instruct him that, well, sometimes because of the transformations of ecstasy, the Lord's body transforms like this. And he said, no, no, I forbid you to go. You can't go. I must seek out an exorcist. And Srirupa Damodar Goswami said, no worries. I am a famous exorcist. And he started chanting these mantras. He put his hand on his head and he slapped him 3 times. And he said, now you're cured. And so they took him to Lord Chaitanya. And they saw Lord Chaitanya in such a state that it would be impossible for them to carry him. So they started chanting in ecstasy, Sankirtan, loudly crying out in his ears, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. And the Lord returned in a half external consciousness. And he started describing the pastimes of Radha and Krishna after the Ras Leela in the river Yamuna. And then he came back to his full external consciousness. And this is Lord Chaitanya showing us how to be fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Now, obviously, we cannot imitate, and we shouldn't imitate, because that would be most degrading. But by constantly hearing and chanting, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabanoi Shravanadi Shuri Chite Karya Udai, by hearing and chanting, and specifically hearing about Lord Chaitanya, hearing about Krishna's pastimes, we can understand the love of his devotees. We can understand rasa, which Srila Prabhupada is talking about here, association with Krishna. And those who associate with Krishna in rasa. And we don't have to speculate on what rasa is. We have the complete science of bhakti yoga in Nectar of Devotion. The Ras Acharya, Srila Rupa Goswami, has given us a full scientific process. And we know rasa is composed of 5 ingredients. Vibhav, Anubhav, Vyabhacharibhav, Sattvikabhav, and Stayibhav. And these are fully detailed in Nectar of Devotion. And we should understand this. We should know this. We should study this. This is the science that Srila Prabhupada has given us. Nectar of Devotion was one of the first books that Srila Prabhupada gave to us. And it's giving us the full science of how to properly associate with Krishna. And we should read it in the association of senior devotees so we can fully understand it. So Lord Chaitanya has given us this gift of ecstatic Krishna consciousness. And it's there within us. We don't have to seek happiness or enjoyment outside and try to enjoy this gross material body. The enjoyment is there in Krishna consciousness, our true selves. It's inside us. Just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dove into the ocean, fully immersed in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, he was unaware of the externals. Just like also another pastime of how to be fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness concerning Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there is one elderly woman that wanted to see Jagannath so badly that she actually climbed on top of the shoulders of Lord Chaitanya and stood on the Lord's shoulders just so that she could get a better view of Jagannath. That was her enthusiasm and ecstasy, but she was not conscious that he was the Lord, because Govinda chastised her, and then the Lord chastised Govinda, saying that she was so enthusiastic to see Jagannath. And so the Garuda Stampa also. Yeah, Garuda Stampa, standing in Garuda. And so Krishna consciousness is so joyful. Everything we do, it's simply chanting, dancing, and feasting. And this is Lord Chaitanya's gift, Parama Karuna. He's the most merciful. And even in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the dearmost associates of Krishna, they don't want to actually enjoy Krishna separately, just for themselves. Because it says, one must taste water by association with Krishna. And Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes in the talks between Ramananda Roy and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramananda Roy points out that the gopis don't want to enjoy Krishna directly. They want to serve the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And Ramananda Roy describes that Radharani is like a creeper. And the gopis are like leaves, twigs that are connected with her. And actually, by taking her to Krishna, they enjoy 10 million times more than Radharani. So this is the science of Krishna consciousness. To serve the devotees, to help the devotees come closer to Krishna. Not that we want to enjoy Krishna ourselves, but as a community, we should be trying to help each other taste Krishna, Trishna, to quench one's thirst. Rasoham apsu kanteya, being Krishna conscious. So it's our duty to help ourselves and to help others, and then follow in Srila Prabhupada's footsteps and try to give Krishna consciousness to others so that they can truly become happy. Because there's so many that are suffering because they're trying to set up a permanent place in an impermanent world, have permanent exchanges in an impermanent world. And they're suffering. And those of us who are in this room, we've been given the opportunity to take Krishna consciousness very seriously under the divine authorities given to us by Srila Prabhupada, and to help those who have not yet awakened Krishna consciousness. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us the sublime process of chanting Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And that's the true treasure and happiness for a devotee, is to simply chant Hare Krishna. And by chanting Hare Krishna purely, freed from offenses, everything else will come. By chanting Shuddha Nam, everything will be awakened within us. Thank you for listening. Are there any questions or comments? Hare Krishna. Thank you, Deantre, for being here. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Srimad Bhagavatam ki.